Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program with the most diverse folks I know, South Dakota's farm and ranch families. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Diversity is still a very important aspect of South Dakota agriculture. I'm certain that'll be true for a long time to come. Corn and livestock go hand in hand in this state. For today's purpose, I want to review a few facts regarding how corn and soybean producers in the country benefit from U.S. red meat exports. These are figures released by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, a close ally of South Dakota corn, and applied last year, 2020. According to the study conducted by World Perspectives, Inc., in the year 2020, U.S. beef and pork exports added 41 cents a bushel to the value of corn and $1.06 per bushel to soybeans. Easy next step to apply those figures to the corn and soybean production in the state, and folks, it's not a small dollar figure. All of us know the tremendous importance of ethanol production to the economy of our state, just as importantly, the huge positive impact on the price of a bushel of corn. What we sometimes forget is the importance of livestock, especially cattle and hogs, to the price of a bushel of corn. That becomes even more important in a year when it would appear that most will struggle a bit with yields. I think Dean Meyer, who produces corn, soybeans, cattle, and hogs, said it best, I'm quoting, "As the study indicates, my farm gains from red meat exports and the price of every acre of crops that we grow." He adds, "Red meat exports are vital to my family's operation." There's another piece of this study that I found very interesting. That is the importance of industry-wide collaboration. As the study demonstrates, when different sectors of U.S. agriculture work together, there's great potential for U.S. agriculture on the world stage, resulting in benefits to the industry as a whole. Something else we sometimes take for granted is the export markets and the ongoing work being done by the United States Meat Export Federation, the trade association responsible for developing international markets. As always, you be safe in your work, keep asking for timely moisture, and hey, thanks for what you do.